The students were from the Park City Day School, making the case against plastic bags due to their impacts on the landfill, on wildlife, and other factors. A bag ban is already in place in Park City. Carson said it's a conversation she wants to have, and she hopes to sit down with Deputy County Manager Janet Young.
Because as a policy decision of this type, I would want to work with her. You know, there's a lot involved, as the city found out. So I think it would be, personally, I would like to explore it and see what it entailed and see if it would be, how easy it would be to do within the unincorporated areas of Summit County.
Yeah, so if the county enacted a ban, would it be on all stores, even the smaller 7-Elevens?
That's exactly what we would need to look at. So this is going to take some time for us to collect this kind of data and the type of impacts it would have, whether we would just target the larger retailers as Park City did, or just make a blanket bag ban.
We asked if support for a ban might differ between the eastern side of the county and the Snyderville area. She said that's certainly another question.
We just don't know the answer to that yet.
All right. And I mean, is there an opportunity to institute a bag ban then just for the west side if you were to find strong opposition on the east side?
Well, I think most of the retailers we would target are within municipalities on the east side. So that might not be a significant issue. It would be up to those municipalities to institute a bag ban within their limits.
County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.